I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Egypt's ruling military is promising a speedy investigation of yesterday's violence against the country's Christian minority. At least 24 people were killed and hundreds wounded at a rally of Coptic Christians in Cairo. They were demonstrating against a recent attack on a Coptic church in southern Egypt. Yesterday's sectarian violence was the worst in Egypt since the February uprising there. Today, the White House called for restraint, saying that the rights of religious minorities must be respected. Noel King is a reporter based in Cairo. Now, there were more clashes today, Noel, outside the hospital where victims of last night's attacks were taken. What kind of reaction overall has there been by security forces?
Well, I think for the most part, security forces are pretty nervous at this point that they will end up looking as they did last night, which was like a group of people, like a bunch of armed people who were out of control, who were attacking civilians. Mm. What happened this afternoon at the hospital, apparently, was that you had Coptic Egyptians who had turned out to see sort of relatives who had been injured or relatives even who had been killed. And there were some instances of them pelting the police with stones. There was no death toll, or thus far there is no death toll. And I think probably the security forces have been ordered to take it down a notch, if you will. Don't cause too much trouble, because certainly nobody wants a repeat of what happened last night.
Right. Show some restraint. The Egyptian prime minister held an emergency cabinet meeting today. Generally, what kind of efforts are being made to avoid this kind of violence flaring up again?
Well, this is a really, really tough question, right? So the Egyptian prime minister and his cabinet say that they are going to launch an investigation into what happened on Sunday night, who was responsible. The problem is the Egyptian prime minister and his cabinet are part of the interim military ruling government. So if the protesters are charging and observers are charging that the military were the ones who were responsible for so much of the chaos, it's a little bit like the alleged perpetrators being the ones who investigate the crime. Mm. So that isn't going to please people too much. What you have seen, which is a bit optimistic, are religious leaders calling on people, Muslim and Coptic religious leaders, calling on their parishioners to exercise restraint. The Coptic said today, look, if you want to have a response to this incident, let's fast for 3 days. Let's have a peaceful march downtown, but let's not go after each other. So you get the feeling that everybody does want to, as we said earlier, de-escalate this situation as much as possible.
Now, you were at what started out as peaceful demonstrations yesterday by the Coptic Christians, Noel, and what then became violent clashes. How deep exactly is the sectarian divide between Christians and Muslims in Egypt?
Yesterday night was really, really fascinating because when I first arrived, things had just started to get ugly, you know. And so I was speaking to Coptic protesters who were there. They were chanting. They were angry. And I said, who do you think is responsible? And they said to me, well, the army drove a bunch of armored personnel carriers into a peaceful protest. So the army is responsible, right? Mm. About an hour later, I was speaking to some of the same Coptics. They're now marching in the street back and forth. And I said, who do you think is responsible? And they said, it's the Salafis, it's the Islamists, it's the militants. So even in the span of an hour, people's perception had started to change and to evolve. It wasn't just the military anymore. Now there was a sense that this was a sectarian fight.
Give us a before and after shot. How has life in Egypt for Coptic Christians changed since the toppling of Hosni Mubarak?
Well, you remember back in the days of the revolution how excited just about everybody in Egypt was when Hosni Mubarak was ousted. The only people at the time who were not that excited were the Coptic Christians, because the thing they feared and the thing they still fear is this. Hosni Mubarak banned Islamist groups. He forced them underground. They were not able to organize politically. They weren't able to really show themselves in public. And now that he's gone and Egypt is a quote-unquote democracy, those groups are allowed to organize politically. The Salafis, the Muslim Brotherhood. And this scares a lot of Coptic Christians. If those groups are politically organized and they've got numbers, say the Salafis, not great numbers, 10 or 15%, but the Copts are only 10 or 15%. Mm. So you see this sort of fear that these, what they would call radical groups, are at some point going to overpower the political process, and then Christians in Egypt will be in trouble, is what they feel.
Reporter Noel King in Cairo, thanks very much.
Thank you.